honestly, I'm with that. Oh, what the?
Oh my god, that was scary.
Oh, that was scary.
Son,
as
that's
a
not
high,
how you
bro. Yo, what the
this
fuck?
Is
you
don't stop recording. Yo, what?
We are
now nigga got Tony Hawk to come and say record.
Bro, that shit scared me, yo. Now recording.
Alberto, why are you muted, my guy?
Yeah,
nigga,
fact,
deadass watching
muted.
Hentai now after niggas was like,
I'm
yo,
do- wait, I'm doing something real quick.
I love hentai. You're doing something?
I don't know why.
Hey, whoa. He said he was doing something.
I don't know why when he said I'm doing something, I thought he said hum do a lot.
That's crazy.
Nigga said
hum
do a lot.
Nigga said
assalamu
alaikum,
my brother.
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum. All right. This is a great... I'm black with white. I'm actually white with blackface on. You're here watching KFC.
That's a fact.
I'm Jose. You can call me Chili. And then I got a couple other nincompoops. I really wanted to say a different word, but we're refraining from that word in this. Yeah, we'll leave that. Okay. Anyways. Yeah. Prostitutes. Apparently, prostitution is... making its way to become legal in New York, and
honestly,
I'm actually excited for it.
That's gonna be my first occupation, bro, on the streets. You know what I'm saying? I'm being male prostitute.
You're gonna sell
you know
your body?
Saying? Hell yeah! You know, bitches come through. What's up?
No funny shit. Shut the
I'm
fuck
with
up.
Wait, no, but honestly, like, is prostitution really bad?
It's
you
not
make more
nigga.
Than you do minimum wage, right?
It's not. You're on your that's own not why it's not, nigga. That's not why it's not, though.
I mean, but like. Equality, you know, equal pay, you know, if you want to be a male prostitute, do you make the same money as a female prostitute would? You know?
Maybe.
How so?
Maybe. I mean, it depends. Like, I don't know.
Daniel, what do you think about prostitution?
I think prostitution is legal. I don't really know how to market works, but I know you definitely be on the clearance section.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm the trash. The trash. I mean, yeah, yeah. No, I'd be like $10 an hour.
Damn.
I mean,
yeah, and that's selling myself pretty high there for $10. Shit,
you pretty thick though. Like,
hey, whoa.
Hey, my son said $2.
I might just have to kick you up on that deal.
Okay. That was
two fatties for a dollar. Let
but actually,
it.
Though, hey. Prostitution should have always been legal because it's like
yeah,
it's
I don't
like
get
any,
what's
it's okay. Any it's like any other job, but like you feel me, it's just sex work.
It's like saying like, porn is illegal.
No, what?
Nah,
no
way.
It's
right?
Not even
porn
it.
Is like,
like
porn is like television, essentially.
Not even that, but like essentially, it's the same line of work because it's sex work and. Like, with sex work, like, I don't know, bro. It's just, like, you should not have a say. Like, the government should not have a say in that because it's, like, you selling yourself. Like, you feel
it's
me?
It's yourself.
Like,
it's your own body.
You know what's crazy? Like,
and it's, like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong. I don't got no problem with nobody doing that. It's just.
It's a stupid. Like, it's stupid to make it like illegal period
like,
because they can't keep up with like that's something done in private. So how would people
exactly
even make
yeah.
it illegal?
Exactly.
Like,
not
how
only that,
often
but
do
I
you
think
hear?
The real reason it really is because like they can't. How are they gonna like tax you on that? You know what I mean? Like
you can't tax on prostitution. It's your own.
Yeah.
Life.
So I feel like and it's like the reason, but it's probably because like prostitution makes a lot of money, bro. Like. People pay for sex, like, you know what I mean? Old yeah. niggas be out here, bro, like...
Those rich white facts. People. Those rich white
like,
old men in fucking 10-year marriages.
That shit should have always been... It should have always been legal. It's just a way to oppress women, like, no funny shit, because it's predominantly women in sex industry.
Yeah. All right, so then I have a question to follow that. How would you stop crime? Like, you know how there's been, like, stories of people getting murdered, like, murdering prostitutes and shit like that, so, like...
No, yeah, I was just...
Niggas
how
would
about
you stop that
the...
if it's... If it's like, you know, legal, or if it was legal, would there be more protection? Do you think there'd be more protection for prostitutes, essentially?
I mean, there definitely
there should be.
That's the that's reason my... why there isn't any protection for prostitutes is because it's illegal, bro. So yeah. If it was legal, I feel like if it was legal and more accepted, like it wouldn't be a lot. I mean, there would still be cases of that, but I feel like there wouldn't be as many cases of that just because, like.
right now, as prostitution stands, is like it's illegal. It's like if I was to rob a drug dealer, you can't call the cops on me because it's illegal, nigga. Like,
yeah, you're doing the illegal thing.
But that's the thing, is that that's what I mean. Like, prostitution shouldn't be illegal for that reason, because it's like, again, like, you're selling yourself out of, like, you feel me? That's something, like, you want to do, so you do it. Like, you feel me? Why would the government have a say in that? And at the end of the day, it just should have been legal to start with, because then, like,
actually,
shit like that would happen less often, I feel like. And then, like, on top of it,
I agree with that.
It would be, like, an actual industry for it. And, like, so yeah, it'd probably be, like precautions and shit for you to take for, like, to not be in that situation. Like, if there was, like, an agency or something, like, for prostitution, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, then be, regulations like, and shit.
It would be, like, yeah, like, it would be regulated. It'd be, like, a system, yeah, like, you know what I mean, for them to do shit, like. But then
it'd really be more power to the corporation, essentially. If there's industry,
what's
if it becomes
wrong with
an industry...
That?
Well, the problem with that is the individual wouldn't be making the same money they would had they been doing it illegally.
That's everything is like that, bro. Like, stores are like that. Everything is like that.
That's
so
true. That's
why
true.
Would that be different? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's sex work, but it's still it's a product. You're selling a product, bro. So, like, at the end of the day, there needs to be regulation. You can't just go off by yourself and do that, because, like, if you go off by yourself, you're going to get, like, you feel me? Something bad's going to happen to you. I'm not saying automatically, but, like, that's one thing that'll put you in a position where, like, shit could go wrong, like, shit could hit the fan really fast because you're by yourself, bro. Like, so
I think, I'm gonna double back and say, like, I could type C why it would be illegal, just to the fact that that part of it being illegal probably pertains to the problem of, like, human trafficking in general,
that's what I was thinking,
bro.
Too,
like,
yeah.
that's like. That's probably the number one problem. Not, like,
true,
just, like, related to prostitution.
Like, doing it against their will and shit.
Yeah, bro. Drugged up girls. Or just girls that don't have a lot of shit going for them in general. Like,
I don't know. That's a touchy subject. I don't really want to talk about that, to be honest. All right.
Well, we can... Yeah, because that whole... I have weird...
Because in reality, we're in no position to talk about something like that, because we're 100%. Not willing. So, like...
No, yeah, that's
I
very.
Just feel
true.
Like,
are you assuming my gender?
Out of respect,
I mean, I knew you was a dyke. I just don't know.
Yo, you walked into that one.
I'm about to walk into this building with. Now what are you saying?
Okay, well, okay, so we solved that. Cool. We don't want to go further into it because we're not in a position as men to speak about how women would feel in that predicament. So we'll just continue.
That's not even. I mean, I wouldn't even put it like that, bro. It's just, it's like that. But, like, at the same time, like, we just won't feel me.
We won't fully understand it. You know,
we'll never ever understand it, bro. Like we'll never understand that feeling. So, like, whatever, bro. Just move on.
So. Daniel, do you want to talk about what you had in mind? You were telling me about something earlier about
porno,
Uncle Sam, and
Uncle Sam. Oh, this nigga said Uncle Sam. I was talking about Uncle Tom.
It's the same thing.
That's my pet peeve. It's like Uncle Tom's in any walk of life, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, we were kind of talking about that before the podcast, too, just about, like, managers, regular, like, 9-to-5 jobs. Just people get that power trip. Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm going to be honest. I've worked probably, like, 3 jobs in my entire life. And,
Wait, what was it? What was the word? What did you say, Daniel? Sorry, I got distracted.
Wow, that's crazy.
I was
like, fuck what this nigga Jose saying. What was he saying, bro?
I mean, it's a topic that I could talk about. Not really that I could talk about, but can't really go far other than us just ranting. So I don't really know if y'all want to keep it. I was just saying I don't like Uncle Tom's.
Oh,
like,
good.
I just hate Uncle Tom's.
Yeah,
I feel like
we can literally probably make a whole, like, movie.
That could be a whole completely different podcast episode.
Yeah.
But just Uncle Tom's.
Like, fuck.
No, yeah.
What do y'all think about people
Oh, this is a good one. What do you think about, like, say you become famous? Mm-hmm. How would you feel like being followed around all the time by paparazzi? Like honestly, I saw this video.
I hate that shit.
Can I finish, you fucking cunt?
Sorry.
Like, fucking nigga made me forget you. That's why you don't interrupt me, my nigga. I'm a crackhead, bro. Like,
nigga lost the
whole. I saw this. Shut up. I saw this video like a couple days ago of like Nipsey Hussle, right? Like pressing on these two, like, I don't know what they was working for, TMZ, whatever the fuck. Like, they just came up on him, like, the wrong way. Like, nigga, like, he was coming out of his car and shit, like, chilling in, like, wherever the fuck he was at. And they came up to him, camera to his face immediately, trying to ask him questions. And he got mad, and he G-checked all of them. He was like, yo, like, you know, there's a certain way to do things, there's a certain way to not do things. Like, how would you feel walking around, like, having to deal with that all the time? Like, you come out your car, somebody immediately put a camera to your face. And like, the way he put it was real. He's like, y'all from the hood, like, you know, I'm a crip before I'm a celebrity. Like,
yeah.
He was talking about how, like, niggas could get walked up on like that and like get shot. So like, that's why, like, he doesn't fuck with that. Like, so
yeah,
how would y'all feel about that? Like, because in my opinion, I feel like when you a celebrity,
it's kind of a given.
It's kind of a given.
Privacy.
But it's like, at the same time, it doesn't justify it, bro. Like, that shit.
Yeah, 100%.
To me, like, it's so crazy to me that people like think about this, bro. That means niggas is like trying to like make money off like everything you do, bro. Like, niggas is trying to make money off of you, like, period. Like, just living. Like, niggas is capturing videos of you, pictures of you. Trying to ruin your life, like shit like that could ruin your life.
Trying to dig deep on you. Doing.
Basically, for like, media. It's like, you literally, like how this nigga said, like, you literally have no privacy, bro. Like, and on top of that, like, I feel like when you get to a certain level, it's hard to even trust the niggas, like, around you, because it's like,
very true.
You when you get into the industry, you're going to fuck with a lot of people that's like, on that type of time where it's like they act like
they're with it for.
But then, like, as soon as shit hit the fan, something happened with you, they're gonna be the first ones talking to like TMZ and getting money from that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and you don't even know about it. You don't even know who's leaking like this information, because it's like. So I feel like that's why. I feel like I don't know, like, what do y'all feel about that? Like, I feel like, so y'all like trying to get into the music industry.
I want to say something about like having people around you, because we saw several like different examples of that. For example, when X was getting when he got arrested for the domestic violence thing, remember how there was somehow recordings of him talking about it? It's like he had no control over that because probably didn't realize that somebody around him was doing that. So with me, I'm not entirely scared of that, but I know it's possible. That's why, and like, if I were to make it into the music industry, I would be very cautious of who I'm surrounded by. Obviously, I would trust you people because we have a certain connection. But like, if it's like I don't know how to say it. You know how like people say like keep your circle essentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's something like that where it's like I'm not so worried about people catching dirt on me because there's nothing really to catch. I'm not gonna bring myself out like that, but at the same time, it's like,
nah, I got. I mean, shit. But
it goes.
Suspect.
I feel like it goes far beyond that. Like, look at like what a case. Look at like what a case. Nigga like, said, nah, shut the fuck shit. Up.
I'm a suspect.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, continue.
I don't want to. This nigga laughing about some shit for mad long. Like, shut up.
Hey,
nigga, have to repeat it and all that. Like, nigga, we all heard it. Fuck you, anyways. It goes far beyond that. Like, imagine like with a case for like Lil Uzi, where he had that dude who is in a circle, like leaking his music.
Leaking his music.
Like,
yep.
Like, imagine like if somebody does that to me, bro. Like,
oh no, I'm gonna be very pissed.
It's super on site for you, bro. Like, same way Uzi 100%. Was. Like, that's your job, energy, nigga. Like,
the way he came across saying like that's my job. The
that's literally my job. Yeah, like it's the same thing with all of these. Like with what's this nigga? Playboi Carti fucking getting this shit leaked. It's like the shit with that though is fucked up because it's like literally your fans are not like you from your fans don't even respect you at that point, bro. If your fans are leaking your music, bro, because it's like, yo, you can't wait.
You can't wait for me to like finish. Like, you know what I mean? Like I get that Playboi Carti takes very long to drop his shit, but my nigga, it's for a reason, bro. It's for a reason. You're not the artist, all right? So you don't, you wouldn't understand. You just hear what you like what you like, and you feel me? That's it. Like, you fuck with their music, but like, if you are a true fan, you would never think to do something like that, because you are fucking with somebody's job. You're fucking with somebody's money, like.
Yeah, and it's the like, thing that people
don't like, artists already, like, they make a lot of money, but like, we already like don't support the artists by like getting music off like illegally, like just downloading shit. Like, artists make sense off their CD being sold and streamed. Like, the real money is in like sponsors and like record label deals and like albums and like shows and shit. But like, I don't know, bro. Like, I feel like if you really truly got respect for the craft, then like, you would never do that. Like, you would never think about that. You shouldn't even be, you shouldn't even listen to leaks when they get leaked. Like, that's if you really a true fan of the artist. Yeah. Like, you would, like, I get like niggas is impatient. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I've done it. Like, I've listened to leaked shit, but like,
of course.
Like, you feel me? It's just, that's what I mean. Like, if you got true respect for an artist, like, you shouldn't do that. Like,
it just shouldn't wait for the project.
The funny thing is, a lot of people don't understand that when you're leaking music, it takes a lot longer for the label to be able to clear the song, because they're worried about getting their copyright notices and everything like that. That's why when you see somebody post, like, Pissy Pamper, for example, the Playboi Carti song, or the Young Nudie song, sorry.
Not even Kid Cudi. Look at Kid Cudi, bro. Yeah, they leaked that shit into they vaporized that shit. They're never going to drop that because
of everybody knows the song.
Because everybody already, it's already
too late.
All those plays that they could have had went to somebody's leak, my nigga. Like, that is insane. Like, and the song was fire. Like, it was that ass. Like,
it's a really good song.
It's a really good song, bro. Like, and it's crazy to think that, like, somebody went, like, somebody's like, yo, I'm a fan of Playboi Carti, like,
I'm a release
he's taking
his music.
He's taking too long. Let me hack his whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And leak this song I think is fire. Like, at that point, like, you should, if you have the ability to do that, you should just listen to it yourself. Period. Yeah. Like, don't leak it. Like, you play it, bro. Like, you just play it by yourself, bro.
Bro,
but no, song... like, you go beyond. Like, you go beyond and you leak it. Like, that's fucked up, bro. Like,
bro, niggas leaked that song so much, bro. I was talking to Jose about it, I think, a couple days ago. I was like, bro, isn't this song out? And then he told me, nah, it got leaked. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and the fact that it's on Apple Music.
The fact that it's on Apple Music. It got taken down, but the fact that it was on there for so long,
it's
bro.
So like, insane. Yeah, like, people don't understand the severity of that. I want to go back to Daniel because he was going to say something and I cut him off by accident. Daniel, if you want to.
You did? I did?
Yeah, like, I cut you off. We were talking about leaking music. Obviously, that's what we were just talking about.
That's crazy because I didn't even know. I know it leaked, but I didn't even know, like, the actual version. I never actually know, like, under Playboi Carti.
Yeah,
which kind of shows the severity of how fucking, like, bad it was. Evil. Like, it was really everywhere, like.
Yeah, I mean,
damn. Bro, he would perform it at his shows and everybody knew the song.
Yeah, like,
that's insane when you can perform a song that hasn't even released. He didn't even post anything on his Instagram about it.
Like yeah, not even snippets, not even snippets, bro. Like,
nothing, and people know the song.
But you know what's also crazy to me though is that, like, the song that was on Apple Music, like, that wasn't even the final version.
No,
like, that was,
I don't know.
That was somebody, that was the whoever leaked it, like, deadass, like, put together, because it at first, the thing that got leaked was just Cardi's verse,
and then
Nudie's verse got leaked, right? Yeah. And then all these other verses got leaked, but that wasn't even their final. So, like, they put, whoever leaked it put all those verses together into the song, bro.
Like,
and
I heard,
feel like that's crazy because it's like, yo, that nigga that has made it the way that it should sound, like in the order that it should sound. Like.
The craziest thing about it, when, because I've done this before, when you because the guy's not doing it through a label, clearly. He's not releasing the music through a label. He's doing it individually, right? So he's doing it privately. Yeah. He's making money off of that. So just imagine how many people streamed Pissy Pamper, for example. or Kid Cudi. Think, imagine how many people stream that. Nowadays, and the actual artist isn't making the money for it.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. Nowadays, streams aren't really worth much. Like, even if you get a lot of streams, it's still really hard to make, OD money.
Oh, no, yeah. That shit. An actual stream is zero. It's 0.023 cents.
Bro,
you're getting 2 cents a stream.
I deadass met a dude through in my job that deadass, like, he gets OD streams, like, and he deadass told me, he's like, yo, like, streaming and putting out music is deadass not even worth it anymore. Like, bro, he was putting in, like, $5 and a couple cents, and then he gets OD streams, and I'm like, yo, that's crazy. Like, yeah. Yo, like, so I don't know. Like, at the same time, it's like, yeah, he might have been making money off of it, but I feel like it wasn't even really that much, maybe. Because I feel like Spotify and Apple and all of them, they make most of that money anyways.
Oh, no.
Off of that. So, yeah.
Most artists, like, where they make the most money is, like, tours, merch.
That's literally the sponsors. Most income. It's from shows and featuring. Because most artists don't charge under $5,000 for a feature. Especially if you're up there, you know? God forbid you're trying to get a feature from Uzi. That shit's going to be like 100K. You're going to have to like buy a house.
For the honestly, guy. I don't think they'd be doing features for that much.
I mean,
bro. You'd be surprised,
I mean,
bro.
It depends. I feel like it depends on who they're talking to. Like, because,
yeah.
For example, the guys on my block that make music, they open for A Boogie. I feel like they probably asked him how much a feature was before asking to open for him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
See, but like, I feel like, depending on the amount of like following that you have already.
Yeah.
That's like what they base the price on. My bad. I was talking to my mom at the same time, so that's why.
That's fine. That's fine.
But yeah, like depending on the amount of followers you have already, like in the amount of like, I guess. Plays you get as well, like I feel like that's what they base the price on,
because
it's like if you have a lot of if you have a big following behind you already, like there's no point in charging you ad, like because it's like you already have a following, you just want the
basically. that makes a lot of sense, yeah.
So I but feel like because like remember nobody, when you asked
of course they're gonna charge you crazy,
yeah, like remember when you asked 12e for and he was like and he was like 1200 two racks or something or whatever the fuck,
yeah.
Like
racks, yeah.
That's the same thing with Jay Critch was charging around 2 racks as well.
I feel like,
and it was weird because he was up.
Like to me, like I feel like that isn't even that crazy.
It isn't.
For
actually.
A feature from someone like who has that amount of like following already, but
yeah.
This is the thing though, as I feel like that's all like because that's all you're getting is the feature. Like you feel me? They already in a position where like they have the marketing. Yeah. They have you feel me? They have, like you know what I mean? So it's like. I feel like that's why it's like we think it's not bad because, but like at the end of the day, is all you're getting is a feature. Just because you had a feature, that doesn't mean like necessarily people are gonna people are gonna play your shit because like people are gonna see it and be like, oh, it's a Jay Critch feature, not like it's his song
featuring
with a feature. What I mean? Because it's like they aren't like they probably aren't gonna promote this shit for you. They're gonna give you your feature and you're gonna have it. That's it. Like, they're not going to post it. Like, you know what I mean? Because, like, that's just, like, how it is. Like, you feel me?
That's
like,
how it is. In the industry, it's literally based off of your own
effort. On your connection to them and then your effort. And, like when it comes to that, like, because I'm sure plenty of artists, like, that do features, like, probably, like, just fuck with each other. Like, yeah, you're trying to get on my song. Like, yeah, you're trying to get on my cool.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That's how I feel like the up guys do it. Like, if Gunner were to want to do a song with Uzi, he'd just call Uzi up and be like, yo, you trying to hop on a song. They wouldn't even have to exchange money like that. But if it's somebody like to our tier where we're not up there having platinum records, it's not like they're not going to be on some friendly shit. You know what I'm saying? It's more of a business kind of thing in that situation.
Yeah, I feel like with that 12-y thing, two bands, like, that's not bad at all.
It wasn't.
But I feel like I fuck with 12e a lot. I just feel like I wouldn't do that feature because I feel like
our sounds don't
for
match.
For two bands, I feel like you could probably do somebody that'll probably like y'all just make a better song together. Because I feel like with 12e, you could definitely match his flow because you're just
resilient like that. Like, you would just do different flows and shit. But I don't know about him. Like, as an artist, I don't listen to him that often. So, I'm not, like, you know.
I'm going to keep it 100%. No disrespect to 12V. I haven't heard a 12V song in my life, ever.
Yeah.
Brian's Brian's the one that sent it to me. And
I just don't.
Nah, y'all got to know.
I said I don't listen to him like that. Like, of hell yeah, dog.
Bro, what? I know that.
Like, that shit go dumb, nigga. Like, but
personally, I don't listen to his.
Yeah, like I don't listen to his like shit. Like, if I'm listening to music, I'm going to work or something. Doing music, I'm not jamming 12. Like, last year being broke, or first year being rich, or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? But like, that's it. Yeah, like, I'll just throw that in the mix.
I jammed to that song before he even dropped that album. Mad long, bro. Crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, it's weird. So like, how do I say this? So I'm doing graphic design, or not graphic design, digital imaging, right? And shout out to Brian. Brian's like really helpful with like connecting me to like different things that are popping off with like artists and stuff. So I don't know if y'all saw it, but Pro Era was having like a they were looking for people to work for them with their design team for like clothing stuff. So I reached out to them, got an email. They responded back. I sent them a couple of stuff. After that, I didn't hear anything back. I haven't heard anything back. It's been like a month, right? So I have a lot of questions as far as like, I don't even know where I'm going with this, to be quite honest with you, but it's like, it's cool to reach out to people with like that upper status, but like I can't connect to them in that way. So that's why I don't like doing features. If you notice, I barely do features. I do features with people I know personally, because I don't like having to connect with somebody I don't know already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And,
like, that's
sometimes that's, sometimes yeah. people's like you they're just not on the same page as you when
exactly
to, like,
exactly 100%.
Like, because then it's like when you know that person, at least you know, like when you bring the idea up to them, you'll know if they're on that same like type of time, because like you know them already. So it's like,
yeah,
you'll just not only can you just feed it out easily, it's just like
that's the thing with
you just already have this like relationship with them. So it's like, you feel me? Yeah. It's like it's easy to just be like, yo, Dan, you trying to get on the song real quick, like,
yeah.
And you already know, like,
when I already know rapping, what song on, he wants to rap like, on, like, yeah, the type like, of things that he's on. That's
not
that's
even
why
just
I
that.
Feel
like, you already know what Daniel in a good mood rapping sound like type shit, like in a
yeah.
good creative element
yeah.
sound like.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
yeah. Fucking that sound like a villager bitch.
Daniel, like, as far as you musically, we all know that you're a GOAT. First of all, like, just. You're a legend already. You're bigger than Nas.
Stop. Yo, watch your fucking mouth.
Anyways, how do you feel about features essentially? Because like I've bothered you so many times about a feature. We went to college where people were calling.
Honestly,
you all the time
charge that nigga
five
racks, bro.
Watch your mouth.
That's like two different questions, because a feature with you is different from like a feature with other people. Like if I'm in your house and you say you'll get on the song, that's gonna be like without a doubt, like.
Okay.
Obviously, I gotta listen to it, but most, you know, like 90% of the time. Plus, if you're telling me to be on it, you probably know I'd want to be on it. But me personally, I don't do a lot of features, not just on some like exclusive shit. It's just like I just want to make stuff myself, like as simple as that. And I feel like you go in that direction too. It's not more on like I don't know. Like I got songs that I want to do on myself, and it's just like. I just want to do them. Like, it's not like I don't want to just throw another person in the mix and more chemicals in the fucking batch. Like, I just want to know what I can produce myself, what's my limits, what, like, stuff like that. So it's just, I want to know better about my sound before I got to figure myself out, I guess.
I got another thing I want to talk about.
Roof, you heard?
What's up, Don?
Motivation, bro. Motivation. Oh, yeah. And. I'm going to say productivity, because I feel like us as a group right now, we're motivated to do shit, but like we're not doing anything. But we're all as a collective so lazy, bro. I don't mean we're doing nothing, but like I mean like
we could be doing
we're
more.
Not do, we're not doing
Speak
enough.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. We're not doing enough.
I mean,
well, Chris,
I mean,
shout out Chris. Chris has actually been doing very,
like,
very
if you
good.
Do it, yeah, like, I don't mean.
I'm fucking
obviously
with y'all.
I mean, dude, like, if you actually doing shit, you feel me? That's cool, bro.
Not, he's
like,
not speaking to you as an individual. He's saying as a group.
I'm saying as a collective.
Goal,
like,
that we want.
Nah, of course. Like.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
I mean, as a collective, and also, like, individually, too. Like, but not, like, towards Chris, obviously. Like, if you're doing your shit, then, like, kudos to you, bro. That's, yeah, like, I'm proud of you. That's cool. But, like, you know, obviously, it doesn't pertain to you, if you know that. But, like, I feel like individually, like, we deadass need to start put, like, we really, really, like, I cannot stress this enough because I've been saying this, I feel like, for the past 2-3 years to y'all. Like, we really need to push each other, bro. Like, for real, for real. Like,
I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I've been
like, we do
to
not push each other enough
shit,
like,
for so long, bro. Like,
yeah, actually, like, okay, Chris, tell them what you told me when we were in that party last time because, I don't know if y'all know, Chris was being, like, mentored by, like, fucking rich, filthy rich people. So
it's a filthy rich people.
not in the mentorship yet, but I'm in the process of getting.
Nigga, you're gonna get into it, bro. We all got.
Yeah, you obviously you're gonna get into it, bro. You're sexy. Yeah. You're small.
I actually gotta go over this thing.
Yo, what's going on?
This nigga's naming like all like. Pornhub categories, like, you gotta ask, he's not saying, like, you're smart or you're, like, you said, nigga, say, yeah, I'm not even gonna repeat.
Yeah, don't
repeat. He said, you sexy, you short, like, what?
Yeah, like, you
know, I ain't gonna see the last one, but I heard it.
Yo, bro. Yeah, no, I'm not, like, this shit was different.
Oh, man. Chris, continue.
But, yeah, so, honestly, it just came naturally at the time, like, what I was saying, but, like...
Damn, he got like, the Gordo in the background. You hear that shit? Niggas is getting shit. In the back.
Yo, just remind me, like, what exactly I was saying. Like,
you were saying, so I was talking to you about how I was going on Tuesday, the next coming Tuesday, to link up with somebody, and you were saying, like, don't be afraid to, what's the word? Communicate and talk to just people. Because you were talking about how you got this opportunity in the first place. Like you I don't know. You said something about like.
Oh, that's a big fact. No. You know what I think you were trying to say, Chris, is taking initiative.
Initiative. Boom.
Because when I got that Atmos job, I say this shit all the time, bro. I was in a place where I was really trying to get a fucking job, bro. And at the same time, like, I also. Like, when that happened, like, I could have deadass went home without that number, like, without ever contacting these people because all they did was give me their number. You feel me? And they were like, yo, like, shoot us a call or whatever the fuck. And I could have left it at that because, oh, no, they said they were going to call me. That's what happened. And I waited, like, 5 days, and they did not contact me whatsoever. And I had to take the initiative and be like, yo, like, I got my resume ready, like, up, like, what you like, you feel me? Like, it was basically like I was the one, like, I was going crazy for it. Like, yo, like, yeah, I got my resume. I showed that I was hungry, basically. Yeah, so I feel like that's what you're trying to say right now. So,
I mean, kind of, yeah, but also just like leverage your time better, like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's exactly what you're talking about, like, time management and shit like that.
Yeah, because like it's so important. Like, a lot of us value money, right? Because we're in a position where, like, We're not in a position to that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can afford the things that we want. Yeah. And basically, like, we lose sight of the fact that we have something that's even more valuable than just money itself. And if we learn how to leverage that time, that much better, which is time, and learn how to use it to our advantage and stop wasting time.
We waste a lot of time. We play way too much, bro.
Like, seeing just, like, how much time that, like, you waste, like, you could be doing so much more other things to help leverage and, like, put you forward to, like, your goals. Like you could be, instead of, like, how we do all the time, like, oh, yo, get online. Like, we could all just be like, yo, get on the podcast. Let's put in work. Let's get ourselves out there. Let's network. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we could be doing other shit that could be putting us, like, much further in life. And nowadays, you see a lot of more people on YouTube. And like from our age and shit like that, like, you see a lot more people, like, starting out soon. Why is that? Because we're in an informational age. We're not in an industrial age anymore. You know what I'm saying? A lot more people our age and younger are figuring this out. And honestly, working 9 to 5 is not going to be the way of the future anymore. Like, that's just not how it's going to be.
We've already seen. We've already seen that. Like,
yeah, bro. And honestly, that we have like so much, like so many tools accessible to us. Like, the internet is such a powerful tool, and we it's still a baby, bro. Like, that shit is still developing as it is. Like, just think about this, bro. Think about how crazy this is. The internet is literally a store. It is somewhere. It is a supermarket. It is deadass. Just so many things. Like, you could shop there. It's entertainment. It's so many things, bro, all in one. And it's still just a baby. Like, that shit is still developing and growing. And if we can learn how to, like, leverage that and keep improving it, bro, we can deadass all be wealthy for a lifetime.
And yeah, we just got to learn how to, because there's just, yo, I know what you mean. This is basically like infinite ways to make money off the internet, bro.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
And I, you know what's crazy is I was about to show us.
I want to say something. Go ahead, Alberto.
Because Darwin spoken a lot.
I was thinking about this last night. I was like, it's something small. It's nothing crazy, but it's just like, you know, it's a little thing that I feel like we should do. I know we all have like Snap and IG, right? I feel like we should all like make the effort to like move, like just use IG more, just to like, you know, build that. I feel like IG is definitely like a more powerful, like, and it's a bigger platform. You feel me? So I feel like
it's the main platform, I feel like, right now. Well, not really.
Yeah, actually, that's what I'm saying. Like,
Twitter. I just want to put that 100%. Out there.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Instagram is a second right there. Like, not even a close second. It's just a second. Like,
it's a second because Instagram, Instagram compared to Twitter, like, for example, Instagram has always been, I'm gonna post pictures and people are gonna like my pictures. It's like, I feel like Facebook, you can be more productive on Facebook than you can be on Instagram, because Instagram is literally just pictures. At least in Facebook and Twitter, you have a feed, you know, where you can network with people like that. I don't like networking with people on Instagram, to be quite honest with you, bro. I can't take shit seriously on Instagram.
It's not, you're crazy.
As far as business,
big money maker. I feel like that's the one you make the most. I think that's the social media that you can make the most money off. Like,
and I feel like Twitter, yeah, it is the biggest platform, but like, I feel like that's just for like the general people. I feel like for what we're trying to do in the industry that we're trying to get into, I feel like IG is the move.
I mean, think about it. Most people are usually big on Instagram. Not everybody's big on Twitter, because a lot of people on Instagram that are big, like, they're just good looking. You know what I'm saying? People on Twitter actually that are big are people who actually, like, well, I mean, obviously celebrities, but people who get big on Twitter are often have a good personality and just see.
Or they're like YouTubers or something.
Yeah, like, they're out. Spoken a little bit more, not so much per se, but like, you know what I mean, like they have an entertainment value.
I will agree it's a lot harder to blow up on Twitter than it is to blow up on Instagram,
because
the new thing with Instagram is the whole promotions. So like, I've used Instagram promotions before to promote songs, and it actually
changes your view count
a lot. But like, now that I think about it, you're right. Instagram is like a big business, like boom, like you can do business through Instagram.
It's because you just can get a lot of sponsorships. Like,
yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's very true.
Like, I feel like with Twitter, why you know how you said it's like a lot harder to blow up. That's why I feel like it's less heavy on the sponsorship, because people are like you can't really. I don't know how to explain it. It's like, it's hard to predict when something's gonna go viral, I feel like, on Twitter.
Just happens.
When it's like, when it's something that's like sponsored, I don't mean like something like a viral video that's funny like that. I feel like it's easy to like make viral videos now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just gotta be funny. Like, you gotta be, do some funny shit, some creative shit.
Bro,
like,
Light Skin Monty came out of nowhere. I would be 100% honest.
What's good, bro?
He came out of nowhere, Light Skin Monty.
Yeah, Light Skin Monty did come out of nowhere, bro.
And like, he blew up quickly, bro. Like, I think he's at 2 mil on Instagram right now. And it's like, whoa. Because when I first saw him, he was 900K. And he blew it to 2 mil. So, like, it's very true what you're saying, though. Because on a lot of people that blow up on Instagram, for example, Big Win, like, you see how he started off in comedy and now he makes music? It's like, it's shit like that where like they're smart because they know how to captivate like the crowd, so to speak, in that comedy spot, like comedy ways. Like for example, Light Skin Monty has a YouTube channel now, and he's almost at 900K.
You start getting higher, once you get one platform, son, you need to have like several heads, bro. Like Cardi B had one of the number one, like she was like high in the billboards last year 2017 or 2016 even, but like she doesn't rap. Like it was just like she had such a huge following, she didn't have to do like go listen to my she album didn't have to or do whatever much. Yeah, she just dropped the album and people were listening. Yeah. It's like same thing with other people, like what you call it, like everything you do is kind of like everything's a cash flow. Like even if you're like I don't know, any like from I'll just say myself for example, like when I do music and if I release something, I'm not trying to make all my revenue off of that in some, even though that's my passion and that's my number one thing and I'm gonna title myself as an artist, I'm going to use that as an advertisement to start selling shirts and other merch and shit like that. Or I'm going to do an advertisement to advertise this podcast or something. Or, like, everything's going to have to go full circle. And it has to, like, basically. You can't just do one thing like to be paid off of that.
Yeah, it's like you got to build several assets. You can't think, like, it's like, if you dedicate yourself to just doing one thing, it's like you're basically having a job once again. Like, you're not really working for, like, you're not necessarily working for yourself. You know what I mean? Like, you're just working for, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the whole idea should be, like, for you to be, like, financially wealthy. So, like, well, not financially, but just wealthy. Like, you know what I'm saying? And the whole definition of that is not just having money, but being able to, like, continue on even after, like, If you were to like cut ties of all income right now, is how long you can continue on to survive like without having those continuous incomes. You know what I'm saying? That's real wealth. Fact. You know what I mean?
Yo, and can I put something else? My other two cents.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Like that's what's wrong with like the 9-to-5 jobs and people. Like, it's not people, but it's just like I want to be a cliche and say that's what's wrong with the system, but that's literally what's wrong with the system. Like, they don't tell us that we need different forms of income, right? Like me, like I need a different form of income right now. Cause like a 9-to-5 job, it can't, like, your money has to make money for you. Like right now, all my money's going to keeping me alive by like food and clothing.
That's all though for me.
And like, it's just one source. Like you need, in this day and age, you need multiple sources. There's not one job that could just, oh, you're good, Gucci. Like you need something else. You need to put either that, or if you got a good stable job, even for college, you got to start investing. Other shit is fucked up.
After you're done?
No, I'm finished.
Oh, okay. So another thing to add to that, too, is like, so basically, like how you were saying, like, you need to have multiple sources of income. Is also like when you're starting out, like, you have to, like, it's not like you could, just say, oh, I'm going to quit my job. You know what I'm saying? You got to continue to be at that job till you can get to the point where you can say, okay, fuck this job, I'm financially like independent now, I don't have to rely on you. You know what I'm saying? So it's a process. It's literally what I'm kind of going through right now. Like, I'm like with the business thing, like that's where I'm sort of like working towards with it, because this is literally teaching me how to become an independent business owner. And it's like literally through network marketing, and it's a whole thing where like it's like the cheapest business that you can get into and make a lot of profit, and it's gonna be the building blocks for your first asset, and then from there you can build several other assets. You know what I'm saying? That's why like lately I haven't really been in that focused on the music stuff or like the video and stuff like that, and I apologize.
No. Listen, bro. When you told me that you were doing something that was gonna better your future, I was like, bro, put 100% focus into that, because I know what it's like when you finally find something that like you're passionate about, you know? So like when you told me that, I was like, bro, take your time.
That's good for you, bro.
Do whatever you gotta do, bro.
We are here for you, nigga. The fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
And the thing that I love about this too is like, it's not even like, cause the thing is, a lot of people have this perception of like wealthy people where like wealthy people don't like to help other people, but really
that's
like
a lot of yo.
I cannot wealthy stress people that. Really Maya, love to bro. Help, like
yo, for real,
like
not all
honestly,
of them,
bro.
But I'm gonna say I'm gonna agree with you, but not all of them, bro.
But like basically, yeah. I mean, it really depends on who you are, but at the same time, a lot of the people that are really like selfish. Tend to be the general population that think like other people. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't like to give out. They don't. They see somebody like struggling, and they don't like to help them out. You know, and anyway, like it doesn't. Like this is the thing. Like you don't have to like give money to help somebody always. You know what I'm saying? It could be little shit, but at the same time, a lot of the people who say that they want to help other people also may be those same people that are against working and then are trying to get other people to fund their dreams. When in reality, you could be working towards those same dreams and helping people out in the process. You know what I'm saying? Like making money, being wealthy, like, and then give, you know what I'm saying? Like lending a hand to other people as well, you know? And in the process, also getting rid of poverty. Like that's like a beautiful thing, you know?
And at the end of the day, you're still caking, bro.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So
I don't want to work for nobody. I just want to have like my own free time. I'm tired of people telling me what to do. Like,
and that's essentially the goal, right?
Yeah. Because
when we're talking about getting out the hood, we're obviously being literal, but it's also getting out of that hood mentality where you feel like you're enclosed, you know? So
yeah, facts.
Yeah.
Another thing, guys, I want to tell y'all, try not to wear your ego on your sleeve. Like, basically, if life will eat you if you let your ego defeat you, bro. Like.
Oh, that's a bar. Write that down. Yo, write that down.
No.
Write that down right now, nigga.
I stole that. But anyway.
Yo, why are you acting like Drake? Oh. All right,
oh, continue. Damn, Alberto. Nah, but, like, for real, like always be open to learning, and basically, like, in any situation, like, if you give, bro, and you, what you bringing in value, like, find out what you bring in value, and then try to, like, give that, right, but also be open to, like, receiving, because the whole process of giving, you can't give without being able to receive, so you got to be open in receiving as well. You know what I'm saying? And it sounds ridiculous for some people like to even think like, oh, why wouldn't I like receive back? But there are literally people who don't like to receive back, like they just like giving. But you can't have giving without receiving. You know what I'm saying? Like it's, you can't just have one or the other. Like the whole process is that like it's like, for example. It's like saying, oh, I just like exhaling a lot. Like, you can't breathe if you don't inhale, you know what I'm saying? It sounds ridiculous, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't breathe without inhaling. You can't just exhale all the time. So, you know, like,
Yo, we're going to have a segment podcast, Wise Words, Chris.
Wait, what you said?
It's going to be a segment on the podcast. It's going to be a segment on the podcast called Wise Words from Chris, and you're going to spit some game every time. Every time there's a podcast. All right?
You
are an intelligent individual, and we are all intelligent individuals. You are spitting facts. And...
Nah, bro. Honestly, I've just been reading, like, a bunch of books. Like, this whole process has just been about learning, and I've just been honestly appreciating, like, all the knowledge that I've been taking in. And yeah, it's like it's been making me a much better individual, and I've been trying to spread that knowledge as well, like trying to spread those same vibes, you know.
No, that's vibes. That's another thing. I need to fucking read more.
Yeah, you fucking idiot. Read. Really good. Yo, whose dog is that? Yo, get your dog.
I forgot how to read.
The only thing that I read are my lyrics. That's about it.
Fuck off. I mean, you're reading regardless, even if it's third grade language, you know?
Facts. Bro, yo, people sleep on Magic Treehouse. That shit is really good, bro. I'm telling you, bro, the plot. Bro, there's no plot.
Got it, nigga.
But there's literally... Whoa. Okay. Huh? Anyways, we're gonna move on to topics. All right. Yes. Yes. I like
You gotta spread that knowledge to us too, bro. Cause it'd be amazing. I mean, to whoever's interested to keep going, like whatever books you're reading, nigga, put me on, bro. To be honest, I need shit to read anyway.
I mean, I'd be down to read, but like, I got like level third, like I got third grade.
Put your helmet back on, nigga.
I got to. Actually, it's been off for too long. My head's gonna get mushy.
Yeah, nigga. Send me them books right now, nigga.
Send some links. Drop one of the books. Don't drop all the gems. Don't drop all the gems on the podcast. All right, we don't want to give all these fuckers everything.
Don't give them away, man. Fuck these kids. The government, listen, know that.
Part of like this whole process is just like knowing like the worth of what you're bringing. Like in this whole thing, like the whole process is like you. They're not willing, like, they don't want to accept everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, because people, they put you through a 7-step process, and you, as you go through it, like, people start eliminating themselves all by themselves, and then they know who's serious and who's not. And they want the people that are serious and are willing to, like, take it forward and, like, understand, like, what is happening here. Like,
So can you put me on, or is that not valid? Like,
I definitely can, but first, I would like to, what I was thinking is I wanted to basically be in that, get it first so that then once I'm learning it, it'd be much easier for me to teach you guys as well. You know what I'm saying? Like once you're in it and understanding the process.
In it to win it.
You know what I mean? What? Oh.
In it to win it.
Facts. But yeah, you really have to be
in it to win it. In it to win it. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I didn't need my ears.
Troy Dalton.
Yeah, it's really a process and business where like performance matters. Like it doesn't matter like if I started first type of thing. Like you could have started first and I could have started like 3 months later and I could get ahead of you. You know what I'm saying?
And it's with people with no experience at all. Like you don't
No experience, bro. This is the whole thing is it's literally a mentorship on how to become an entrepreneur and build a successful business. Because schools nowadays, you could go to school and get an MBA, bro, and learn shit, like business shit.
And not get nothing.
From somebody who has never run a business ever in their lives. But then you try to go do that running your business shit, you're not going to be successful that way because they basically preparing you for a corporate job to work under the entrepreneur, basically. They're training you to be a worker, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Not the entrepreneur. They're teaching you how to work for the entrepreneur, not to be the entrepreneur.
Exactly, bro. And the whole thing is you have to learn how to be a leader. People think that, I mean, don't get me wrong, some people are natural born leaders, but it's a skill that you can learn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like people who are willing to get that far and work for it, like are gonna succeed in this business, you know what I mean? So yeah.
Yeah, definitely, like, definitely send us like the books and stuff like that so we can all be educated, you feel me?
Facts. Who is that through? Like what program is that called?
Let's not put that on air. Put that on the low. I'm telling you, bro, I don't want to give these fucking kids anything, yo. If y'all listening to this, fuck you. No, I'm joking. I love you.
I mean, the whole idea is to give back to other people, but of course it can't be so easy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like, oh, like, I'm going to just give it to you. Because this isn't really for everybody. It's not going to be for everybody. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, it might sound like all beautiful and shit, but it's not a thing that you can just start doing and just be wealthy off rip. You know what I'm saying? Like it's gonna be a process.
It's a
long term thing, exactly. It's not a get rich quick scheme. It's none of that, bro. It's
like all those other pyramid schemes, right? Like those people that think that, honestly, I don't know how people get trapped into pyramid schemes. It seems so obvious to me. But like is it really not that obvious?
I mean it kinda is, Bro, niggas got some people bro. Are able to like market it in a way that makes it seem so like, I mean, even like basically if it's too good to be true, obviously it is, like, you know what I'm saying? It's too good to be true, like,
because a lot of these guys are like, yeah, you're gonna make a million tonight. It's like, bro, like, how can you not, how can you not tell that that, like, come on,
like, yeah, exactly.
So like that's just my thing. Like I don't see how, because a lot of the time, it's like people. I feel like people that do pyramid schemes prey on people that are desperate for money,
yeah,
which makes a lot of sense. But like at the same time, it's like, where's the humility? You know, the fuck.
Where's the what you said?
The humility. Bro, I'm just talking out of my ass right now. I don't even know what the
fuck. You're calibrating?
Yeah, I'm calibrating.
Yeah, that actually had me weak the other day when you sent that shit.
Yeah.
The calculator calibrating.
Yeah. My yeah. Anyways. Okay. That was business. Pyramid we love schemes. Business. We love business. But we're gonna keep moving on because making movements. Let's talk about Rocky. Fuck,
sex,
man.
Sex on the beach.
I fuck with sex on... Never mind. I've never had sex on the beach. I've never had sex. I'm a virgin. 100%. Promise.
I knew it.
Yeah. Like, Daniel. Daniel's a virgin, too. so is Alberto. Anyways. Music. Has, like... As far as... Well, we already talked about music. Why the fuck am I bringing music up again? Jesus, this podcast is going to shit already. We just started. Has
Stop
everybody seen Spider-Man?
Like that, boy, yeah.
No, I haven't. I think I'm.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Leave the podcast.
I thought y'all gonna say, "All right, leave it for another time." Y'all a dickhead. He said, "Yeah, just leave the podcast." Yeah, I really thought y'all was being good.
Because if he ain't watching it, he probably not gonna watch it.
Nah, I'm gonna be honest with you. I haven't watched it yet either, and I know I'm gonna wait for it to come out on DVD.
Oh, I told you what happened. I remember.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I asked Don what happened because I really didn't think I was gonna watch it anytime soon. It's not gonna come out on DVD for a couple months, so I don't really give a shit. You know.
I mean, niggas leaked Infinity War and shit like that anyways, and niggas still watched it, so...
Nah, yeah, I'm not even gonna lie. I saw a couple seasons of Infinity War before they even... I don't even know how I saw them, because we went to premiere day. So, like, yeah,
I didn't see anything about Infinity War.
I saw that shit with, like, Asian
subtitles. No trailer, no nothing, nigga.
Thanos was like,
Kotayato
ko.
Nah, I mean, niggas definitely, like leaked it on the internet and was basically talking about what basically happened, but it's much
just
different
like
when you actually watch it though.
I hate when people
people just
culture in general, bro, like music leakers, fucking movie leakers,
people
like,
are just like the chaos, bro, like they that's just want to see people suffer,
bro.
Like
you
want to
ruin people's lives.
Those are the real villains, bro. So funny, they just rubbing their hands together like about to ruin this.
Like,
it's like a girl like tricking you to have sex with her knowing she has STDs. No, it's like, yeah, you
nigga
know,
took
that,
it to a whole level.
I'm just saying, you feel me?
I get your intentions, bro, but like the actual analogy,
yeah,
I don't know,
my fault. Damn, I fucked that one up,
kind of. It's okay though.
Yeah, I'll just kill myself. I'm not even gonna lie. I want to watch Annabelle, the new Annabelle. I don't know if it's out already, but I want to watch it because apparently in China, some like 77-year-old man had a heart attack during like while he was watching it, and like I want to have a heart attack while I'm watching a scary movie because that's how you know it's like that just made me think that the movie's even scarier, bro. Like a nigga that has had a heart attack watching a scary movie.
I mean, but
I'm trying to watch it.
I mean, his heart probably weak though. It don't beat like that.
Jesus. I mean, not no more. Oh my god,
exactly.
We're fucked up. Yeah.
You know what that means? Well, Darwin, are you still there? Because, like, nigga went dormant for mad long.
Yeah, I'm still here. Nigga, I'm smash.
Yo, shout out Rico Nasty. Shout out Rico Nasty for showing the double XL freshman cover. Who the fuck is the boss? Yo, yo, top three right now. My top three off of the freestyles. Because I only watched, like, I watched.
I haven't watched any of them shit, honestly.
Bro, but, first of all, Lil Mosey, bro, you could have done way better.
That shit was whack.
Nasty. If you ever listen to this, just know, I love you.
Yeah, shout out Rico Nasty, bro. Darwin loves you. but Lil Mosey,
when I first saw you in Cali, I wanted to just cry, bro.
What the fuck was that? But okay, I'm gonna say it again.
Shout out mental illness.
Yo, yo, nah, Zach Fox should have been on the cover of Double XL, bro. He slept on. Zach Fox is a goat, but he's sus. Blueface, you're trash. That was the worst fucking freestyle I heard on fucking Double XL. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. And honestly, I didn't really like Lil Yachty.
Lil Mosey, deadass is the trashiest trash of the
I mean,
trash of the trash. The bottom of my he literally is worse than the bottom of my shoe.
Like, bro, I don't know. Bro, why I forgot what he rhymed together.
Bro, he tried to bring the Kodak He tried to bring the Kodak shit back, where he was like, "Who the fuck picked this little sorry ass beat?" He tried to. This beat is sorry. He said, "This beat sucks." Like, bro, like, that's not original, right? And then the rest of your fucking freestyle was ass. Still, shout out Lil Mosey, but your freestyle was garbage. I'm sorry, bro. We got.
Nah, I ain't even shouting that man.
Cordae killed that shit. Fucking Tierra Whack killed that shit. Megan Thee Stallion killed that shit.
Tierra Whack is very. Underappreciated.
Now, Tierra Whack, that's what I was saying too. She is dead ass.
Bro, like, Zenaida put me on to, like, the other day. Like, Zenaida put me on to her. I watched, videos. Like, the whole music video, like, connecting all the songs on the album, bro. That shit was crazy, bro. And that also brings up another topic I want to bring up, but I'm going to let y'all finish.
No, continue. Because nah, honestly, topic... fuck the Double XL freshman.
Whoa, you can't, that's not...
I mean, fuck Double XL. Double XL is corrupt, bro. Fuck them niggas. Continue.
they, like... Well, I was talking about this with Zenaida, bro. Like, people, like... I just be seeing the creative... like musically and like music videos and aesthetics of other artists around the country, bro. And New York's the only one that we don't have nothing like that, bro. Like, for example, just Tierra Whack, for example, just because me and Zenaida were talking about that. Like, have y'all seen the music video for that?
For what?
Tierra Whack, like the whole little movie. Well,
yeah, yeah. I don't know. Like, that's what I was saying. That shit is fire, bro.
Or like,
it's so. I feel like it's so original right now, too. Like,
and that's what people, I'm saying. Like,
I wouldn't even compare it to Tyler the Creator. I can see what you mean. Like some of the old videos, but like,
yeah, they different in their own right. Like, but I'm just saying, like that whole thing. Like, nobody, not one artist in New York does shit like that, bro. We all got to do the same thing all the time.
Deadass.
And that's so, like, that boxes us in so much, bro. Like, there's no artist. Bro, no artist does that. No artist from New York does that. Like, nobody. We always got to do some street shit. Some mean mugging shit.
Gotta be about the hood, shooting people.
Because, like, these other artists, it's not like they don't live that life, too. But it's just, they, like, we just force it too much. Like, it's like an ego shit.
Facts. That's what I'm saying, bro. Niggas wear their ego on their sleeve.
I hear when people say you're not New York.
Yeah, like, trying to like
the way I rap is not New York rap. Right. According to certain people. I don't sound like I'm from New York because I rap a certain way. But if you think about it, what is that certain way? Because 6ix9ine doesn't rap. He's not a good rapper. 6ix9ine's not a good fucking New York rapper. He doesn't rap like 50 Cent or Biggie. So like what, how do you classify New York rap? Would you consider a Boogie a rapper, a New York rapper? Because he doesn't rap like those guys. So it's just like, what? Where's the? Where's
no,
the,
I wasn't really talking about like the quad. I just mean like their whole aesthetic. Like we're always, I feel like we.
Everybody's always trying.
Very day room, and very like we keep this.
We're trying to copy each other. Like, you're saying, essentially.
Nah, it's not even copy. It's just like the most creative thing I'd say is probably the ASAP Mob. Like with they, even their music videos. Like I say, even when I say ASAP Mob, I'd probably say like ASAP Rocky, the only one. Like the other one. Like I mean, ASAP Ferg is cool shit too, but it's also just we gonna do a video in the hood. Like you know what I mean? Like I haven't seen that 1,000 times already. Like.
Mm.
Not that they're not cool, like I'll still enjoy their videos, but it's like
no, but I understand what you're saying. You're saying it more like everybody makes the same, everybody has music the same video. Aesthetic in New York.
Yeah, like
they're trying to portray the same image.
Yeah.
That's a hard one, bro, because like that's like the same thing with Chicago. Niggas from Chicago always shooting music videos.
No,
in the
but look at people who do music videos like Kanye West, Chance the Rapper, Vic Mensa. Like,
That's true.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we do not have that variety to us. It's only street shit. Bro, Nate, like, we just don't have it, bro. Like, I don't know what it is. We just box ourselves in. Like, even the top, like, everybody I can think of off top, like, Remy Ma, Dave East, ASAP Mob, Pro Era.
I feel like it has to do a lot with what sells, though. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you're saying all these people, but they're also signed to big labels that force them to do certain things, you know? So, like...
That's a whole other topic in itself, man. People still sign
that's to true, that's true. Who's like, that's true. That's true. But I'm just... essentially, I'm saying, like, let's say you blew up, like, for example, Bobby Smurda, for example. When Hot Nigga first came out, bro, where was he recording? In the hood, right? And that shit blew up like crazy, bro. That song was the hottest song. It's still the hottest song, I think, bro. Like, I fuck with that song heavy, bro. If that song comes on, I'm tweaking. I'm catching a body.
Honestly, I like Computers even
more. Yeah, Computers is hard too, man.
No, yeah, that song is hard. But I'm saying as far as a culture shock. Yo, who was that? Coro, yo?
Yo, my dad is wilding right
now. Yo. Sorry. But I'm saying as far as influence, because like I've seen so many videos. Think about it. Bobby Smurda, Hot Nigga was shot in a hood, right?
Right.
Gummo was shot in a hood, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was with a bunch of blood niggas, bro. Pop Smoke, Welcome to the Party is shot in the hood, bro. All of these niggas do the same shit because they from the hood, but it's I don't know why like. The industry feeds off of shit like that because not everybody lives that life. 22G's, exactly. Bro, like, they do this because, yo, I can't take this seriously with that fucking music in the background, bro. But it's like people want to see that shit. That's why they keep doing it, bro. It's like it's a trend. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I feel that, bro.
It's because the main people that stream and watch this shit are like white people that don't
people that don't live that life.
That shit. Exactly. And to us, that shit seems like regular day to day shit, and like we want to see other things. That's why we're more drawn to that aesthetic of like creativity and other things like that. While other people who probably, I don't know what the fuck they do in the suburbs, but you know what I'm saying? Like, they
fucking flip burgers and shit in cargo shorts and like, statues.
Know what I mean? Times. They probably go to
carnivals. We have street fairs.
I'm a suburban.
944. Yeah. I understand what you're saying, though. Like creatively, New York is like so on a downhill, bro.
It's also so behind creatively, like, as far as, like, visuals. I think, I'm bugging, or is Rico Nasty from New York?
Nah, she's from the DMV.
Nah, she's from DMV.
Yeah, she's from the
DMV. For some reason, I thought she was. She looked like she could be from there.
She do look like a New Yorker. She kind of crazy, though. Like, she crazy to be a New Yorker.
Yeah.
I mean, I seen somebody like that in the Bronx, but, like, she was a crackhead, not a rapper. So,
nigga said a crackhead.
Why is Major just faded into the green?
Oh,
my tweaking, was that just on my side?
Oh, Alberto.
What happened?
This nigga just—he's doing the Houdini effect.
Okay, thank God.
What the fuck was that?
My fault.
He said,
"My fault." I was gonna ask because I've been in here for like 2 minutes. It's because my AirPods died. I was gonna ask what we are talking about for like the last 5 minutes.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have to wait for the air the podcast to air. Sorry. Yeah. I already forgot.
That's crazy. Grease. Nigga said you ain't shit, nigga.
Nah, chill. But I think what do you guys think? That's a good first podcast. That's clean.
You think we could
leave it there?
I think it's a carrot. We don't know much about carrots.
What?
My son Darwin deadass went quiet for so long.
He's at the kiss. Yo, no funny shit, bro. We need to get in contact with Beetlejuice and get him on the podcast, bro. I will fucking die, bro.
Bro, I would die.
Bro, I wouldn't know what I'd say to that.
I would die, bro. I fucking love that, man, bro. Bro, me and Darwin, bro. We
like,
said
niggas is obsessed with Guy Fieri, but nah, man. Obsessed with Beetlejuice, bro.
Bro, if we were to ever talk
about
guy
Fieri right now, man.
Shut the fuck up, bro.
Bro, Guy Fieri is on like, well, he's not on the same level as Beetlejuice because Beetlejuice is like a legend. Like Guy Fieri, he's cool. Driving dives. Yeah, nigga, I don't even know the damn.
Every night before I go to sleep, I pray to Beetlejuice, nigga.
If I ever met Beetlejuice, bro, I think I'd just make fun of him until he starts fucking punching me or something, like trying to beat me up.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie, I feel like he a little nigga that like.
Bro, yeah.
Wait, the podcast is over?
No, not yet. I'm actually about to close it just so we can, save some.
Scary ass voice again, bro.
You want me to do the voice?
No, I'm talking about the fucking the Craig.
Oh yeah, we're gonna hear Craig. Yo, Craig is fucking hilarious. You guys don't know who Craig is, but Craig is the one that's making sure this is being recorded. And when he starts, like,
yo, I recording started. Forgot about that Craig voice. That made me
recording sad. Started, bro. He's been here the whole time, bro.
Yeah, bro, that was the absolute worst way on how to do it. Like, start
honestly, that recording started. Me out that they really named this nigga Craig.
Yeah,
that's Craig. All right.
Like, what?
Shout out to anyways, thank Craig. You guys. Yo, shut the fuck up. Let me end the damn podcast, all right? Fuck.
Well, then.
We're not doing this, all right? We're not doing this.
Hey, right, you got it, Sir William.
Anyways, thank you.
Fresh Prince of Uptown.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Kennedy Fried Podcast, Conversation Podcast. We do everything. We talk about cucks. Thank you so much. And
yo, you dead as a white man.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you. And
hello.
Anybody got anything else to say?
I ain't gay. Who the fuck said that? What the